Most of these trips you flew to or drove?
Most of them would be a flying.
Okay.
Would be flying.
All right. Well,
I did
like
do some bus tours. I took a bus tour down to the south.
Oh, really? Yeah, I don't know if she mentioned I'm at the University of Georgia.
Oh, really?
Yep, Athens, Georgia.
I see.
I'm not from there. She might be able to tell, but I'm from Michigan. But
yeah, you don't talk very Georgia.
Not very Southern. And I'm getting a job at Mississippi in the fall, so again, I probably still won't sound very Southern. Sounds like quite a bit of travel. That's good. I take it you like traveling.
And, well, yes, I went to Montreal, Quebec City, up in that area, down back by Niagara Falls.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've done Banff, Canada. And that's probably all the Canada ones.
That's a lot. I've never been to Montreal. I've been to Niagara Falls, but never Montreal. Mm-hmm. I'd like to. Sounds like you've seen a lot. But basically, you've lived here, right?
Yes.
That's good. That's good for us, anyway. And what was your parents' birthplace?
My mother was in Indiana.
Okay.
And my father was in Illinois.
Pretty close. Did they come out here together then?
No, they did not.
They met each other out here?
Yes. Mm-hmm. My mother taught school out here.
Okay. Did they meet in Lyman? Or?
Well, in the Lyman area.
Okay. Great. What was their education? Do you know that?
My mother would have been through college and enough to be able to teach.
Okay.
And I don't know just how many years that took. Not like it does nowadays, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But she taught in an Amish school back in Indiana.
Interesting.
Which she loved. She loved these Amish people.
Uh-huh.
And then her brother-in-law came out here for his health, and that's what brought her out here.
Okay.
And she got a job teaching country school here and met my dad and stayed.
Was she relatively young when she came out here?
Yeah, she would have been. I am just guessing maybe 24, 26, somewhere in that range.
Yeah. What was wrong with her brother's health?
It was had to do with a lung condition.
Yeah, right. Okay. Do you know what college she went to, by any chance?
No, I don't. And I really should, but right off the top of my head, I can't tell you.
Okay. Yeah, there's going to be some questions like that, and it's not totally pertinent, but I just want to see.
I can find the answers, but right off the top of my head, I don't remember.
Okay. And what about your father's education?
Well, he came to Colorado with his parents as claim homesteaders. Homesteaders.
Okay.
And he did a certain small amount of education, and I'm not really sure which school he went to here in Colorado.
Oh, so he went here.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. What would his occupation be?
Farmer rancher.
Okay. And that was pretty much his family's. That was his family dad too.
Not exactly. His dad was a dentist back in Illinois.
Okay.
But when they came out here, it was the purpose of being doing a homestead.
Okay.
And that's what he did until his death. But he had a couple mules that he really liked, and they ran away with him and punctured a lung, and that was.
Wow. What about your mother's occupation?
She was a school teacher.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry.